That's just too creepy. I love Halloween. I loved it as a kid. I love it as an adult. I even dress up every once in a while just to answer the door. Just scare the kids. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be scared. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is a scary world out there. So, you know, we have to prepare kids. We have to let them know that there are monsters. There are monsters. They're not the ones under the beds. They're the ones that put on black masks and black outfits and call themselves Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any of the other groups out there, KKK, which, you know, is a Democrat Party creation. So, I guess, you know, it's all the same thing. It's the left. And it's what they're being taught in our education system that is good. And that is really scary. New groups popping up all the time with these agendas. The Sunrise Movement, we've got a branch of those here. The climate people out there who are willing to do more destruction than the good they will ever do. Because that's what they're teaching the next generation. That's what they're teaching the kids and the grandkids, the nieces and the nephews, the kids who are in K through 12. You have to love your planet so much you're willing to destroy it and destroy these people. Seriously? Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Are you going to sign the Recall Sisolak petition? I want to get kind of a gauge here because I've had a number of people say that, you know, they haven't been able to find it when they've been out and about. Well, make an effort to find out where they are, because I know the polling place that I've been watching, they have been out there every single day freezing their butts off. Been out there. So log on to takingnevadaback.com. TakingNevadaBack.com. Spell it all out. They'll give you the locations of where they're set up. Just curious. I want to see how we're going to gauge this because, again, you know, this is the second time we've had to do this. Remember, the first recall petition didn't work out because the immediate shutdown. Well, now, working at it again. So if you signed it back in January, February, you need to sign it again. March, April, you need to sign it again now. Still not a whole lot of politicians supporting it. That's what frustrates me the most. If you're going to walk the walk, then back it up. Talk the talk, walk the walk, whatever you want to say. All right. Yesterday's poll question. I'm so happy. This makes me so happy. Will you be handing out candy this Halloween? 83% of those participating in the poll said yes. That is fantastic. Do something for the kids. They've been so cooped up and just, they've lost so much this year. Graduations and proms and, you know, I'm sorry, it's cute that you have drive-throughs, you know, graduations and you have virtual proms. But let me tell you, that's just a bunch of BS. And these kids and the people, they will never get these experiences back. It's not the same. It's not the same. So I'm very happy to see that many people are going to be handing out candy. Make it the good stuff, too. Don't cheap out, please. Just saying. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question and all of our poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And we appreciate that so much. This is great news. Great news. Bobulinski, the FBI has now listed him as a material witness regarding the Biden family. Because, you know, Hunter Biden, and this isn't from what Bobulinski is saying, this is the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been investigating Hunter Biden for the last year on money laundering charges. Wow, you'd think that, you know, that might have come up earlier, but I guess not. Here on the show, we like to bring you special guests and topics that will educate you from the mainstream media. Things that everybody should be talking about, especially this election, because you have political voices out there like AOC, Ilhan Omar, the names escape me. There's so many of them. It's the new generation of the Bernie Sanders, the new generation of the Democrat / Communist Party. And I think it has such an uprising here with the younger generation, the people who are coming out of the universities, the 20-somethings, the almost 30-somethings, even the kids, the 16 to 19s, they have no clue whatsoever what socialism and what communism and what Marxism is. And there is a difference between them. And they look at it as the government owns us, the government owes us, they owe us. No, we are the government, or at least we're supposed to be. But we just keep creeping closer and closer. So that's why I wanted to have Marie on with us today, because Marie is, well, she's a new patriot because she came to this country from a socialist country. Marie, thank you so much for joining me to tell your story.
Well, thank you so much. You know, actually, you know, I'm from this country, but I've traveled to many countries in my business. And I won't talk about all that because this is not about me. You were talking earlier. I love your show. I love you. And the gentleman that was on earlier who was talking about, you know, we need to be prepared for, you know, these people throwing tantrums. You know, I just, you know, I love your theme song to The Exorcist, because this is the scariest time that this country has ever known. And, you know, if people want to, you know, think about things that are creepy, think about the swamp monsters that we're trying to drain the swamp here, and the swamp monsters that are trying to push an agenda that is a lie. And I just wanted to say to the people out there that know people that might be on the fence, or some of the younger people that don't know what they're going to do in this election. They get to vote maybe for the first time. Just ask them, what does socialism look like to them? And get the conversation started, because I've been to many countries, many of them socialized, and I got to say it's pretty horrific. And I think that what is going on here is that socialism really is the big lie. It is making the deal with the devil, you know, so to speak. You know, mm-hmm. He's the great deceiver. And this is the big lie that is being pushed down people's throats, especially the youngins. And it's got an ingredient of arrogance with it. Like, people think that if you push the socialism agenda down people's throat and you convince them that they are going to do it better than all the other socialized countries out there, give them this little ego boost of arrogance, you can do it better. You can't. Right now, America is the best out there, and what we are doing is amazing, and socialized countries just don't work. And I think that the young people out there have been kind of deceived into thinking it's going to be one big Burning Man. You know, people are going to be trading beads for cool drinks. There's going to be a lot of good music, and everybody's going to do their part. But it's not. It's capitalism being stopped in its tracks, people starving to death. It's the militant elite eating their $18 a quart ice cream in front of their $18,000 refrigerators while others starve. And
I'm do you think that the pictures that are portrayed of Venezuela, just using that quickly as an example, you know, the burning vehicles, they're scrounging for food in garbage cans. They say that's an exaggeration.
Is that an
exaggeration?
Like, not one bit. If you go to socialized countries, you'll see that it's funny. You've got this, like you were talking about the eco-terrorists earlier, too. It's like people are burning whatever they can to stay warm. So talk about pollution. You know, there's so much pollution in these countries, it's not even funny, because the militant elite get whatever they want, and everybody else is starving and freezing, and they're burning whatever garbage they can to stay warm. And talk about smog. Oh, my gosh, it's horrific. And, you know, right now people are voting for their own demise, and that's really sad. And what you were saying is it exaggerated? No. But, you know, for a long time, Hollywood has hypnotized us into believing that with all these sci-fi movies and everything, that it's going to be some socialism is going to be some glorified, eloquent beehive where everybody does their part for the good of the whole. And it just isn't. Again, it's the militant elite getting theirs, getting their $18 a quart ice cream and getting their gated communities and getting their big complexes with barbed wire around them while everybody else is outside starving to death. And the question I have is, if these people think that they can do socialism better than anybody else, why don't they go to Venezuela? Why don't they go to these other countries and fix it? Go repair their countries. Prove it to us. Prove it to us that you can do it better than them.
Yeah, that's how Ilhan Omar gets me. You know, it's like, why did you come to this country to start complaining about this country when you were saved, you know, because you are a refugee? Why don't you go back to your country?
Yeah. And the thing is what happens after socialism is, you know, socialism is a big, hard wave that, you know, people think is going to recede out. Okay, you know, when we get bored with socialism, that wave will recede out and something else will come. Well, it does in some countries when people get tired of socialism, and it has happened in other countries. They say, okay, this is not working. People are starving to death. Now nothing's feeding the machine. It's a snake eating its own tail. Like, you know, Margaret Thatcher said, at some point, the liberals, you know, get run out of spending other people's money, right? So socialism, there's no money generating socialism. So the money starts running out. These little countries get tired of it. And the next thing that happens is, okay, we're going to go with capitalism. So you have the big wave of socialism that comes in. And when it recedes, there's a lot of starvation and horror. And then the next wave that comes in is this extreme capitalism. And what happens with the capitalism is whoever has anything that is of worth, and it's usually land, gets bought up, and some of the villages and things like that go away. And then you have attrition, you know, and attrition is just that death of that system, you know, whatever has to go by the wayside for this wave of capitalism that has to come in to correct socialism. And that attrition.
Yeah, because with that wave of capitalism, it's all the big guys. And that's exactly what we are seeing right now with this COVID shutdown. The mom and pops are closing up forever, yet the big guys, you know, the big guys that can handle all this, who can pay the fines, they're the ones that are basically swallowing up all the little guys.
Yes, that's it. And you know, I think, you know, so many people, like, you know, it is easy to, you know, insult the younger people out there and to think that, you know, my gosh, you guys, you don't know anything, you're wet behind the ears, whatever. But, you know, I remember when I was young and I remember, you know, I thought I could save the world and I had a very utopian mindset. And then I traveled around and I became a capitalist and I also, you know, worked for other people that employed me. And I learned to respect my employers. And I realized that that utopian mindset, maybe God can create it. I sure can't. And right now, the United States of America with capitalism is the best of the best. And what people think has, you know, what's been happening in our country for decades is where the right and the left pendulum swing. We swing to the right, we swing to the left, we swing to the right, we swing to the left. And it, this time is different. Because if socialism gets in, that pendulum swing will not swing back. And that's what they're counting on.
Yeah.
And again, we're going to see the horrors that the rest of the world has experienced. You know, Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao, you know, all of those people did what they did. And again, the militant elite, what's funny about it is the people that are so-called burning it down, do you think that the militant elite who is going to get in charge are going to share their $18 a quart ice cream with you? Do you think they're going to share?
Yeah. Maria,
it never happens.
I hope you call back and we continue this conversation. I've got to take a break now and go on, but I just, your experiences need to be shared with what goes on around the world, because people, they basically live in their basements with their blinders on, just listening to what the media says, and it's just not right. So, Marie, thank you so much for joining.
I thank you. And please have people watch Trump Card. Dinesh D'Souza's movies are amazing. Trump Card. Have him watch it.
Perfect. Perfect way to end it. We'll be
right back
after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you. All-time favorite shows. Sit the kids down and watch the Munsters. What? Get rid of the gore. Raise kids right. Let them watch the Munsters and the Addams Family. All right. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Are you going to sign the recall Sisolak petition? That is today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Looking at some of the results right now, we have 83% saying, yes, I've already signed it. We have 16, almost 17% saying that I'm going to sign it. And we don't have anybody yet that says they're not going to sign it. Just don't want to. 991fmtalk.com. That's where you can find today's poll question. Speaking of scary stuff, Biden has made the pledge to gut religious freedom protections, saying that they give hate a safe harbor. Yeah. Biden's just going to pretty much gut everything that is good about this country. As Marie was saying in the last segment, you really want to do something for yourself, for the family? Whatever service you use, watch all of the Dinesh D'Souza movies. Watch all of them. Trump Card is out right now, but he's got many others. America. He is a real documentarian. Talk about somebody who has immigrated to this country, who appreciates this country, who sees the people who are trying to tear it down, to make it like the country that he fled from. He's got a great perspective on what people hear of every single age take for granted. You know why we have liberals? You know why we have the left out there? Because they live in America. They have the freedoms to be able to go out and do that. The younger left, the Antifa, you look at all these 20-somethings, they're going to get a big wake-up call if what they want goes through. Because they are the ones who will also be reaping what they sowed. It's about capitalism. It's about small business. It's about your dreams of putting something out to the public that makes you feel good and is a service or a commodity to your community. Whether you're a bar owner, a restaurant, you've got a gift shop, you're a tailor, it doesn't matter. We cannot let the left gain any more ground to make this a communist country than they already have. Watch Dinesh D'Souza's movies. You can even find some of them on YouTube. You will be glad you did. And watch them with everyone. And then, to continue our conversation, Marie had some great points about capitalism. So, coming up after this Fox News break, we are going to be checking in with Mark Lauder, who is the strategic communication director for the Trump campaign. We're going to be talking about the GDP because it is amazing. We'll be back right after this. On the last day of early voting, be in line before 7 o'clock. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love that word, ookie. I used to say ookie all the time because of the Addams Family. Come on.
Neat.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Petite.
Well, not petite so much. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. And whatever days I can get you, I appreciate it. 10 to noon every weekday. And we talk real conservative politics, local, national, whatever you want to talk about. Because that's what happens when you are live and local for all of Northern Nevada. It's what is ever on your mind. And I know what's on a lot of people's mind right now is they're not afraid of, at least my listeners aren't, you're not afraid of Trump losing an election. We know he's going to win. We're afraid of the Democrats hijacking it. That's the bigger problem. That is the issue. They're trying to bring in a socialist agenda, a communist agenda. We just had Marie on with us in the last segment who was talking about socialism. She travels quite a bit and has been to these socialist countries. And you take a look at it for yourself. You know, when you go to someplace like Venezuela or Cuba or parts of India, Russia, yeah, that's the real world for them. The starvation, the digging through garbage cans for food, the no toilet paper, the coming up with different options. We here in this country, the greatest country in the world, we are built on capitalism, that you can go out and you can do anything that you want. You can achieve anything that you want. You just have to have the will. You have to have the drive. Nothing is just going to be handed to you. But the left, they want you to sit back and just agree to have it handed to you. We don't work that way. Now, a lot of people say the economy and the stock market are two different things. Right now, we have a booming stock market, and that doesn't necessarily translate into the economy. Well, from the numbers yesterday, 33.1% GDP growth. I'd say we're booming on both Wall Street and the economy and on Main Street. Let's check in with Mark Lauder this morning. He is the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. This couldn't have been better news for the administration and for the campaign, Mark. 33.1% GDP growth.
Yeah, and ultimately, Monica, it's great news for the American people because it shows that our country's coming back. And I'll add to that, it's not just the GDP number. Look also yesterday that we had the lowest weekly unemployment claims filed since the beginning of the pandemic. So we're coming back. Our country's reopening again. And as the president's talking about, you know, we can be back to work. We can be back to school. We can get back to life and protect those who are most vulnerable. It's not either or. Let's do both. Let's do all of the above. And then you look on the other side, Joe Biden's talking about shutting it all down again. That's not what America wants.
And Fauci is backing that up, you know, that we're going to be wearing masks and we need to eradicate this virus. And I wish somebody would tell him that you cannot eradicate a virus. Viruses are in life. It's something that we have to deal with and we come back from. But we just had another huge hit here in Nevada. The SHOT Show just canceled, which is huge in Las Vegas, their show in the second week of January. So here we were supposed to shut down for just, what, 2 or 3 weeks? And now we're going into 2021, Mark.
No, absolutely. And trust me, if Joe Biden gets in place, it's going to be even worse, not just from the shutdowns, but think about what that $4 trillion tax increase is going to be. That's $4 trillion less that can be spent by Americans and in your casinos and in your convention centers. It's $4 trillion less that companies and corporations will have to put on those trade shows and those conventions. It will be devastating on top of his lockdown strategy. And don't get me wrong, the president has been very clear that if you can't socially distance and you're going to be out and about, wear a mask. If you can be socially distanced or if you're at home, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. But there's a difference between taking basic steps to protect your health and protect those who are most vulnerable and just shutting it down again. Even the World Health Organization says that's a bad idea.
Well, and, you know, also pushing now to have Thanksgiving outside and, you know, limiting it to 6 people. I know there are a lot of people out there who don't particularly care to have Thanksgiving with their family just to not have some arguments. But still, people want to get together. And now we've gone from the intrusion of business into the intrusion of our homes, having to wear masks in the homes, socially distance in your personal world. And that just seems a little crazy to me when people are wanting to get back to work. We're working people.
Yeah, I mean, you could call Joe Biden the Grinch. I mean, next thing you know, he's going to be wanting to cancel Christmas. And I know, it's like I saw the report this morning. I mean, it's not overly warm right now in Reno. I think they were in the mid-30s this morning. I don't want to eat outside in the mid-30s. I was just in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago. There's snow on the ground already. I don't want to eat outside up there.
Yeah, this is just crazy. This is why we need a landslide on November 3rd. What I started the segment off with is people, we have no doubt that President Trump is going to win, but where are our assurances and our protections that the left, the Nancy Pelosi already predicting it, the Hillary Clinton saying, do not, you know, concede for any reason. Where are our protections that we're not going to let the left hijack this?
Well, we're fighting it. And as you well know, I mean, even there in Nevada, where you got, you know, your governor was doing some crazy stuff, wanting to count ballots, you know, after the election and have no postmarks on them. And I mean, for the rest of the week, I mean, my goodness, it doesn't take anything to know Democrats would be stuffing ballots in after the election once they figured out how many votes they needed. But the best way we can protect against it is run up the score, win by such a huge majority that they can't cheat and steal it away from the president. And we already come into this with a huge advantage, and we're working hard, and we are actually ahead of where we were in 2016. I was talking to our senior team this morning. We're very positive on Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and things are looking very good for us in Nevada. but we've got to get out and vote. And by the way, we win Nevada, that's even more cushion because the Democrats are counting on it. And when it goes for President Trump, that's just another nail in their coffin because they won't be able to overcome it.
Well, today is the last day of early voting here at 7 o'clock. Make sure you are in line. And I'm trying to push people to vote early electronically because we have a record then of that ballot. We have a paper record. When people cast their ballots, their mail-in ballots, your signature, once it's been verified, is taken off of that ballot. So it's blind. So if there's a question of recount, they can't do it with the paper ballots. That's very disturbing, Mark.
Yeah, and ultimately, no, you're absolutely right. And ultimately, and as I know you know, the vice president was just in your great area.
Yeah,
the
yesterday.
The key is, like he says, is friends don't let friends vote alone. So don't just go out there and get your vote counted. Grab your friends up. Bring some of them with you, too.
Absolutely love that. What do you want to leave Northern Nevada with? What's your message?
It's about getting our country open again. It's also getting back to be America again. And I don't mean that from America versus socialism. We can have that argument. But let's not forget that America is a country that's capable of doing more than one thing at a time. We can be safe. We can be healthy. We can get back to work. We can be against police brutality and social injustice and support law and order and our police. Enough of these fake either-or choices that the Democrats offer. We're America. Let's do all the above.
You know, the kids out there have been denied so much after the last year. I got to ask, are you going to be handing out candy this year on tomorrow night?
Actually, I am going to be on the road traveling in the great state of Michigan, so I won't be home tomorrow night.
Oh, darn it. Okay, Mark's going to have his lights off at the house. So, but I know you're busy. Yeah, you got a team out there working. But
I hope we'll do it. I'll do double next year.
All right, full-size candy bars next year.
Oh, yeah, I'll be popular.
Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications, thank you so much for joining me today. And
thank you, Monica.
We're looking forward to that big landslide on November 3rd. Thank you. I can't wait to hear. All right, there goes Mark Lauder. And that's the thing. Let's leave no doubt. Let's leave no stone unturned. I mean, being a poll watcher, I have seen some of the most amazing things of first-time voters coming in, and I'm not talking about 16-year-olds. Oh, I mean, not 16-year-olds. I'm not talking that would be a problem. I'm not talking about 18-year-olds, okay? I'm talking about first-time voters that are in their 30s, and I hate to date her, but I think one of the ladies I saw was more like in her late 40s or early 50s. There are people coming out of the woodworks, literally, who thought that their vote didn't count. But it does immensely, immensely. So let's give the man, the president, who has been fought against for the last 4 years, the man who's been lied about, who's been under investigation, who's been under spying. You know, when are we going to get to the bottom of Obamagate? They all knew that the Trump campaign was being spied upon. They all knew that the president was being spied upon. I will not be happy. I saw something the other day that Hunter Biden was going to be picked up here by the FBI. And that if he sang, that they would be speaking to all of the Biden family, that if they returned money that was, let's just say, paid to them from communist China, from communist Ukraine, from communist Russia, all these other countries, that they would wipe the slate clean. And I had a fit. I want to see people in jail. I want to see a law in a country that recognizes the law that is the same for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a senator, a congressman, or a state representative for the Senate or the Assembly. It doesn't matter if you're the dog catcher or if you're the president or vice president of this country or have been in the past. When are we going to get back to equal justice under the law? When are we going to go to life in prison means life in prison? It doesn't mean out in 6 years on good behavior. You really can't do anything but be good when you're in prison, when you're in jail. So then those false expectations get back out into the community where they offend again. Where are the true rehabilitations for people who want a better life? Who want to come out of prison with a career? Who want to get back on their feet? The ones who were kids, who did something stupid, but now want to have a life and a family and help kids understand that there's a better way. Get away from the gangs. Get away from just all the hate out there, the negativity. Well, let me tell you, you're not going to find that on the left. Because you've seen the videos of the peaceful protests. You've heard the tapes, hopefully, from Biden's criminal activity. It's time to get back to a law-abiding society on every single level. People that have perpetrated campaign fraud, who have perpetrated voter fraud, they need to be prosecuted and punished. Punishment has gone away under the left. Accountability has gone away under the left. Public indecency, public urination, defecation, drug use. How does the left still have so much power? There has got to be some intelligent people who love this country on the left that, please, don't just vote for Biden because he's a Democrat. Our country is at stake. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yeah. And we definitely are for this one. There you go, Sam. There you go, Dave. We were playing the Halloween music, but I know it's still Friday and it's the Friday holiday of Nevada Day. I hope you get out and about tomorrow, especially in the capital city, because there's going to be all kinds of celebrations, and especially with the chili feed. I'm so glad to see that continue on. It's going to be tomorrow from noon to 2 at the Carson Nugget Casino Grand Ballroom. Now, you can get your free tickets, but they got to be picked up starting at 10 o'clock, okay? Because space is limited to the first 500 guests. And all attendees get a free gift bag full of valuable fun stuff. So celebrate Nevada Day. They can't take that away from us. They've taken away so much. But get out and celebrate your neighbors, our communities, our beautiful state. It's Nevada Day. It's also Halloween. You're not going to stop those kids from going out. Kids are going to be kids. They're going to go trick-or-treating. Please be safe out on the roads and watch for them tomorrow night. Don't think that everybody's going to stay home and, It's Halloween. You wear a mask anyway, usually, so you'll be safe to go get that candy and just have some fun. No matter what you decide to do, just remember that tonight, 7 o'clock in Washoe County, is the close of early election. And then we all just have to get ready for Tuesday. Tuesday is going to be a huge day. If you have to wait in line, take your chairs with you, take your ice chests, whatever you need to be comfortable, but make sure you vote. And don't listen to groups like when you get this garbage in the mail from the Center for Voter Information. That's just a garbage liberal group that, you know, everything that Trump does is bad. Well, no, everything he's done is good. I'll be back with you Monday. Mwah. Love you. God bless. Have a great weekend. Happy Nevada Day!